השם זכרתי לחסד נעורה אהבה תלולותי אהבה תלולותי לך תך אחריי במדבר
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
From
Mav's Twitter from a few minutes ago. I want to draw from the descent the need for the Creator's greatness. It doesn't mean that I go into the descent. To awaken the descent means to awaken only the lack for the greatness of the Creator, which I felt during the descent. And I want to add to the current ascent the lack of the Creator's greatness in the previous descent. Complicated, right? I want to draw from the descent the need for the greatness of the Creator. This does not mean that I go into the descent. To awaken the descent means to awaken only the deficiency for the Creator's greatness which I felt during the descent. I want to add to the current ascent the lack of the Creator's greatness from the previous descent.
We have to constantly measure ourselves, check ourselves in relation to the states that the Creator is arranging for us. All of the states come from above, both the descents and the ascents. And this is why we have to check them and attribute them to the Creator. To attribute our connection with the Creator to these actions, and this way we sanctify all the different situations.
Most especially now, it's a time when we have this marshaling of the tense powers and strengths, and with the word Kli and the Rav and all of the Kabbalists, and that'll help us to raise the previous day to a new day from the night together.
Yes, Rabash writes about it, that if a person needs forces in work, then he goes and integrates in the society so that the society, the environment, will insert into him new forces that he himself did not have. So we feel how this, when the spiritual Kli awakens, one who is included in it is included in this general awakening. And this is what we want to put on fire today.
Yes, and the power of the friends, the society, they lift a person from the darkness to the light. I tried to connect to the books, and I read, didn't succeed, but I started talking with the friends, and immediately they uplift the person.
Yes, indeed, we lift each other. Because we awaken the Creator. He also wants us to care for Him. The moment we care for Him, He cares for us.
Yes, and to awaken Him, and to awaken the vessel, to build the vessel for the Creator's greatness, and to take all of the descents, the lack of energy, the helplessness that we went through throughout the day, that night which happened to us during the day, to the greatness which we will now awaken between us.
And we don't wait for us to actually change in practice, that is, that we will wait until we're in a state of wholeness, then we will add the descents. Rather, now, in the new degree, we're committed to a new kind of game, where we don't just play externally towards the friends, we play that we are in a state of wholeness, we play as though we have descents, we play, act as though we're connecting the two of them, and we build a yearning for the greatness of the Creator.
And it's such a great privilege to be here together with all the friends of this enormous tent. And just, you need to just pause for a moment and to delve deeper into the gratitude. Everyone is here, the heart is just, and all the friends from the world, Kli. So just to add to this gratitude, and by that to also elevate all of us.
Another excerpt from Rav's Twitter. An ascent and a descent are determined only according to the degree to which I feel the greatness of the Creator. If I notice that I lost the greatness of the Creator, this is a descent. The Creator does not exist in my world. That situation alone is considered as a descent in spirituality.
Yes, we're constantly attacking the ego, attacking in order to come out of ourselves. We need each other's help in this. We need the feeling of the world Kli, who are together with us throughout this process. And the more we integrate together, connect all of our lacks together, all of our descents together, we'll connect them into one great ascent.
Yes, we try to integrate. This is the solution. This is the best medicine on our path. And there are ascents and descents inside, just like this chariot that moves, because one goes down, one goes up. This way we will all move.
Yes, a person who integrates into such a society begins to feel how the motion of this whole society is, well, it's all in motion, and becomes his vessel where he can measure his ascent and his descent. And it's the object of his love, it's the place where he bestows. And there is the laboratory where he develops this new quality.
Because inside of our connection and the warming of the hearts, when we raise the prayer together, we draw light that is very strong, and only it can change our nature and bring it to correction.
Yes, we have to care for each friend in the world. We need to worry about him, that he'll have the power, the desire, the greatness of the Creator. And we'll just invoke the Creator to give that power to everyone.
Yes, and what he's given to us is only to add and add in the connection between us, in the connection, in the greatness, in one man and one heart, and to ask, to enter 3 hours of a request.
Sure. Continue, bro. That's it. Ending with suspense. Right, that's the meaning of us building There's None Else Besides Him. We take this shattered reality, shattered between many friends, and by our exertion, we unite it into one. It's broken up into many moments throughout the day, throughout the week, and we build it all into one. It's broken into states of below and above, but we unite it into one great lacking for the Creator's greatness, and together as a ten, we bring all of this reality back to the root, to that one point.
And out of the gratitude, this is truly our fuel on top of any desire that awakens in us, no matter which one it is, just to see how now we do not fall off this chariot, and the light already works on it, pulling it forward. We just have to constantly be in adhesion with the friends as much as possible, asking for the friends. And out of that, we simply invite the Creator who connects between us.
The Creator intentionally created the descent for me, so that I'll be able to draw the lack for His greatness from it. During the state of ascent, I can add the need for the Creator's greatness, which I had in my descent, and to ask for Him to be revealed. And that summarizes my work. The rest is done from above. Notice the last sentence. This summarizes my work, and all the rest is done from above.
It's
nice to see that in the recent time our emphasis is on taking the descents and using them to work with them, to add them to the ascents. We're truly entering, we feel that we're entering a period of practical Kabbalah. And here, indeed, in order to do it correctly, we need the mutual help, the personal example of each one, that he annuls and puts himself into this process.
We'll check this chariot very accurately, all of its parts, if everything is working properly and in the right direction. Before and during the movement of that chariot, together with the Creator, and how it all works there.
Yes, this chariot is a huge force. It's the force of the Creator that dwells in it, in the society, and to the extent that we will null and integrate in it, we will be rewarded with huge forces that we didn't dream of. It all exists right here, in the hands of all of us. We just have to put a little bit of a push towards annulment, and we can be included in that.
Through annulment, subjugation, love, we will build a common vessel.
La 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 la